it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Your ace.
I know. I'll meet people out on the street and they'll be like, "What's Brock, what's up, your ace?" I'm like, Jesus. Hey, what's up, your ace?
Yeah.
Well, the servers are saving it to me. Oh, what'll it be, your ace? And I'm like, oh, I'll just take a beer, please.
Even grandma's calling you your ace.
Yeah, what's up, your ace?
Your ace.
That was actually my grandma's dying words, believe it or not. I see the light, your ace. Your ace. You were my favorite grandchild, your ace.
You know,
no,
my favorite grandma.
No. Yeah. Well, no. Anyway, we got to keep her moving here. Let's get her going with, what do we got, WTF of the day? Perfect.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up, Katie?
Oh, both of these are drug related. One involves a watermelon, and one involves a high speed chase. What do you got? What should we do?
We did the high speed chase one. We did a high speed chase one yesterday. Let's do the watermelon.
Okay, I like it. Good call. Either way, both good, both winners. Mm-hmm. You know you're a good smuggler when the police praise you for having, quote, creativity without limit. That's from the cops.
Hmm.
That's what happened when a 30-year-old woman from Sao Paulo, I can never say it, from Brazil. She got on a bus in Paraguay this weekend and headed back to Brazil. But the authorities got a tip that she might be smuggling drugs. And they found she was inside her fake pregnant belly. That's right.
Uh-huh.
The woman had hollowed out a watermelon, stuffed it up her dress, and inside the watermelon were four bricks of cocaine right there.
Oh, boy.
The cops were so impressed that they took several pictures and praised the woman's, quote, creativity without limit on their Facebook page. They weren't impressed enough to let her go, though. She was arrested, so.
Yeah. Ooh, he's going to be a little drug dealer.
Ooh, you feel him kick? Ooh, if you listen closely, you can hear him doing lines. It's great. Not the worst idea. And because lots of times people aren't going to be like, hold on, lift that dress up. Let me see that fat pregnant belly you got going on there. So, you know, It kind of is a good idea. And if it wasn't for the tip, I mean, she's probably done this before, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's getting harder. I just saw a picture up on Reddit. They busted, like, it was a huge cocaine bust, and there were pallets, you know, like wooden pallets.
Yeah.
But they weren't hidden in the wooden pallets. The cocaine made the pallets.
Oh.
They just shaped the cocaine. I don't know how they stamped it or what they got to do to make it look brown and like wooden pallets, but all the pallets were cocaine.
I'm trying to think of what movie, and I know it was a movie, but in the movie they had it where, like, they put the cocaine inside the fabric of, like, this clothes, and then in order to get it, you just wet the clothes and then wrung it out and then dried it, and boom, cocaine.
Wow.
Sweet Colombian Bam Bam. The dancing dust.
The amount of, like, intelligence that goes into this. You know, if you could apply it to something legal and help out the world, you know, for God's sake.
No. What we do is just need to make cocaine legal. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Cocaine
would be a problem. That would be a problem.
That needs to be. It needs to be like in the olden days when we had cocaine in our soda. Okay, yeah.
We're already quarantined, and I don't need cocaine to make me do more laps in the house.
God, that would be the worst. You imagine being quarantined with cocaine? Yeah, you don't want to leave the house anyways. Now you can't leave the house. You just.
I need to get out of here, man. Freaking out.
Just looking through the shades on the blind, like, oh, God, what's going on out there, man?
This guy's really sketchy, man.
Oh, that'd be terrible. Turn the lights off, dude. It's too bright in here, man. So, folks, if you think you're going to get away with it, you're probably not. Even if your creativity without limits, you're still going to get busted. All right, that's your WTF.